right, and we're back. Welcome to Greenville's number one lacrosse podcast. I'm Andy.
And I'm Shane.
I'm Raffy.
And we're here to deliver the latest news on the number one sport, lacrosse, here in Greenville.
Dude. So?
Oh, wait, that's our other job. That's not this one. Hey, welcome to Game Day Greenville. Is that a little better?
Yeah. Right, yeah, that, sure, that, sure. I think that's us.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a little better.
This is the most cringy intro I think we've ever had 100%. Here. 100%. But, you know what? We're interested in mixing it up here, and I kind of like it.
All right, Raph is pointing at stuff. He has learned sign language.
My volume's off.
Dude, we already did the whole volume thing so that we could get that all out of the way.
I have to remind him a lot.
That's right, because Andy is ADD Andy, and so he gets the most distracted.
But I've been the best today out of everyone.
I think you're right, though.
So that just shows you, if you chase your dreams and believe, you will succeed.
But hey, so we're really delivering here on the weekly content. This is good. We recorded Sunday. It's now Thursday. This is episode 7. We're actually really amped up about it. We keep getting like really good. We've actually gotten a lot of really good feedback from a lot of you. Remy Stark, what a guy! Thank you for the feedback. He DM'd us, and then we also got some good feedback. Well, no, I wouldn't say feedback, but from Yeah That Soccer Show.
Yeah, it's pretty great. We went from an average of 14 hate letters to only 6 this time. So
yeah, we're growing. So we're actually growing and, you know, making some progress here. Yeah,
no one insulted our moms.
No,
it worked out well.
Which never really happened, but I mean, you know, it was actually your dad that got insulted. But
well then,
yeah, well.
But anyways. So, no, we're excited about this episode, and we got some notes here of some stuff we're going to be talking about, and Andy's going to start us off with our first topic, and that would be...
Yeah, so, when you're in the market, and you're at the store, and you look over, and you say, man, my cat could really use that product. What do you walk over, and what do? You glance at it. So, today's podcast is sponsored by Swindle, the number one cat-fetching toy in America. Now, Swindle delivers the greatest products and the greatest toys for all your cat needs, including cat boots, so Miss Little Trossy can trot. Now, let's say you have a little sassy cat, then we offer the new Leberkaschirk, the new German engineer cat-chasing toy. It's going to keep hours and hours of fun provided for your kitten.
Your kitten.
Now, guys, Stick of the Cancer is coming up Friday, and I am hyped up.
Which is tomorrow. It is coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Thursday. That's when I'm off. That's why I have a life today. And it's something that's dear to everyone. You know, cancer is a very serious topic in America. And having gone through it with family, personal issues, it's something that I am probably one of the biggest believers and supporters, whether it's our family is involved in several charities yearly that we get involved behind and we donate to and we stay behind on. A lot of research, a lot of health issues. We'd like to study up on it behind it. Clearly, a lot of you guys don't know, only close family friends, but I did encounter a really huge scare where pretty much I couldn't even get out of the bed and walk. Huge lymphoma scare, my back. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't work, and I'm a really active guy, and I'm always bouncing off the walls. And, I mean, I had days where I couldn't even go to, like, the restroom. And it was really hard, and I had a really great amount of friends. But it's something that affects a lot of families, and they go through it. You know, every day, thousands of families find out and get that scare. And it's expensive, and there's treatments. And a lot of families just get wrecked by this. And, you know, our family, we were prepping on how we were going to do things. But we prayed and we stayed on things. And through family, like these guys right here, friends, work, my work was so supportive. Anything I needed, they helped me out with. And, you know, I still, you know, do checkups and everything. And it was a scare. It really humbles you, you know. Not saying that, hey, you're a cocky little guy, get cancer, get humble, but it was something that really just brought me down, like, oh, wow, this is real.
So, I have a question. What when you received the news, like, that you had, like, the beginning stages of lymphoma, what was your, like, first maybe minute or two, like, what was your first couple of thoughts that you had that it was, like, because at that point, if I remember correctly, it wasn't cancer, but it was turning into it. So, like, what was your first, like, reaction?
Honestly, not to be funny, but I didn't want to be bald. Like, Like, I thought of treatments, and I was like, dude, I have really good flow. That was the first thing, and it was kind of, because you know how I am. I have to find humor in things. I can't take things serious, and then I get, you know, down. So I think throughout, the one thing I'm most proud about is I stayed, you know, I treated as if I didn't have anything. You know, I stayed, people kept asking me, and I was like, dude, I'm good. Like, I'm good. You know, the days where I couldn't get out of bed and I was in pain, I couldn't go up the stairs. You know, it was so embarrassing having to call my dad to, like, help me come downstairs. Or at work, like, I couldn't reach something that literally, I didn't even have to tippy-toe on. You know, I'm 6 foot and I couldn't even, like, raise my arms without my back feeling down. So really what was going through my head was, what am I going to be a hindrance to people? And that sounds weird, but I felt like I was bugging people at work because, you know, I had to take so much time off and I felt like I was letting people down. I couldn't, you know, hang around friends. I mean, I went a couple of weeks without really seeing you. I couldn't drive myself. I had to call my dad whenever I needed a ride to work or whenever I just wanted to go somewhere. And I really couldn't even go anywhere. It was a really tough time, man.
So when you see stuff like this, you know, with the stick it to cancer and stuff like that, does it shed a new light on, you know, the whole, because you've been there, and like, not to be dramatic, but does it shed a whole new light on the stick, these promotional nights?
So even before then, like, my grandma died of cancer, you know? And it's something that she, your great grandma?
My great grandma died of cancer.
And it was something that, like, my grandma raised me when we lived in Las Vegas. So, like, my parents were always working, you know, in a casino life. Like, they're never home. So, literally, my grandma was my mom and dad. She'd take me to school. She'd cook breakfast, dinner, lunch, whatever, maybe sports and all that. She was there. Like, it was grandma. And then, you know, she left back to go live in Cuba. And, obviously, the medical system isn't, like, as far advanced in terms of cancer stuff over there. And she didn't even want to fight it. She just, you know, she lost the battle, and it was something that really hit our family hard. And then a few uncles and stuff, I've lost to cancer too. So cancer's always been something since I was a little kid that was just brought up, like, this is real. And it has a special place in our heart in this family. We really see it as something that sucks. But I'll tell you something, any cancer survivor I've ever met is the toughest person I've ever met.
100%.
I've met Marines that have taken down, that have been just swole beasts. I'm talking about look deaf and die every day. And I've seen cancer survivors, and I'm sorry, but I'll take that cancer survivor in a fight all day. I know that sounds like a weird metaphor, but these people know, like, hey, this is timed up, medicine or not, like, you never know how it can go. And they're more positive than, I'm talking about people that have won the lottery. They see it life, you know, different. And,
It's almost like they have nothing to be thankful for. You remember Josh Morgan?
Mm-hmm.
How positive his family was when his mom had cancer, and just, I mean, it's humbling to see someone who, it's not that they don't have anything, but it almost looks like their future isn't going to be bright, and yet they remain so positive.
Yeah, and really, it's getting real. No, I'm just kidding. It's something that, mindset, you really see how strong you are as a person. You know, that year of my life last year was probably the toughest I had ever done. You know, ending 2017, was done with a 3-year relationship where, you know, you thought that's the person you're gonna marry. So then, you know, the year starts, and then work swings got around, you know, really tough issues with friends, distancing myself from family. Then I got hit with that scare, and, you know, there was a lot that just seriously made me feel like I started to question myself. I started to question God. I mean, you were there, you guys were all there. I started to question God. I started to question myself, my family. I was like, dude, what else are you going to toss at me, man? Like, there's nothing else. And then what would happen? Something else would get tossed my way. Then I'd get like a fever or something while having all that. Like, I was like, come on. Like, I felt like every day I was battling something new. And, you know, to know that there's people going through so much worse, and they smile every day, and they go to work, they have their families. You know, one of my closest friends, Joe, he's been on and off, awesome Marine, but has been on and off through skin cancer and so many other things. And, I mean, this guy takes life by the horns, and he's smiling, he's laughing, and he's living life to the fullest, you know. He goes skydiving every weekend. So, it really does make you appreciate every bit of life, and And it just makes you know that no matter what, and no matter what you guys believe in, you know, as a Christian myself, it just really brought me closer to God. It really reminded me that, hey, there is so much going on right now in me. And there's so much difficulty and pressure and just burdens. You name it, I felt like I had it. And it got to the point where I was in deep depressions, but at the end of the day, God had me. God lifted me up, and, you know, I felt like a new man, like, when I came through all of this. Like, I was positive 24/7 now. I mean, I have more energy now than ever, and I force it out of myself, even if there's a down day, you know, because at the end of the day, it could be worse. No matter how bad you think you have a situation, it could always be worse for someone. And you really, really have to just smile and sit back. So, with the Swamp Rabbits really doing Stick It to Cancer, it really is an event that, go out, support it. I know we're doing this podcast with one day notice, but go out and support it. And just be thankful for everything you have, no matter what the outcome is or no matter what happens. Because at the end of the day, God's got you and you shouldn't have to worry about anything.
Exactly. And, you know, I think it's awesome to go out and see, because, I mean, when they did the Heroes Night, and, you know, us here, we are all very supportive of military people. When they did Heroes Night, and not just military, but firefighters, police officers, paramedics, and everyone that's there. But, you know, the Swamp Rabbits are doing a great job getting people involved and active, you know, in the community, and, well, coming to the games and recognizing these people. And the thing is, like, you know, cancer's, like, it's a whole different atmosphere, you know, when it comes to cancer survivors versus, you know, Heroes Night. But, like, in a reality, like, cancer survivors are heroes, too. And, like, you know, not to make this episode down, which it's not all going to be about this, but, you know, cancer survivors give us, like, this drive and this, like, look, if they can do it, and I don't have cancer or whatever, I can do it too. And they should really be an example to everyone. But with that being said, come out to Stick It to Cancer.
Yeah, come support the boys. I mean, they need the support. And the coolest thing about it is last year and watching the years before, watching the team play daily is fun. You know, those games are fun. You know, it's them playing hockey. But whenever there's an actual, like, cause and event and they play for it, it's a whole different ballpark. I mean, they play for the people. It's not them just playing for themselves. They play for the heroes, the survivors.
Six sweaters.
Mm-hmm. It's something. It's fun. It's going to be a whole different environment, and, you know, I'm pumped.
Well, with that being said, we're going to kind of move on to some brighter things. But what do we got next here? Next, we got, what is it, Super Bowl picks?
Yeah, so I really don't want to see the Patriots, so I'm going to automatically have Kansas in that bracket.
You're going to defer.
And we're going to put Kansas just because, you know, Mahomes is a stud. He's out there setting records. He's playing. And, you know, he's hungry. And, you know, Brady's had it. Brady's had his wins. Brady's a monster in playoff season. There's, you know, you have, like, in basketball, you have LeBron James during the season. And then you have LeBron James in the playoffs and the championships. And that's a whole different beast. Brady, identical. You know, it's that Mamba mentality. But it's time for someone new to come in. And that's why, no matter what, I'm picking Kansas. Even if all the stats were lined up against them, I'm still going Kansas. New Orleans with the Rams, that's a tough one. Just because Drew Brees is showing out. You know, he's slapping right now. He's going in, but actually, I'm going to give it to the Rams. I want fresh, and I want Rams, Kansas. And at the end of it, Kansas wins it all.
Raph, what are your picks, buddy?
All right, personally, I want the Saints to win, like, overall, like, the whole Super Bowl thing. I'm not a huge fan, like, of the Saints, but just for this year, I think I'm going to end up going with the Saints. Now, to back it up, I'm not that big when it comes to, like, knowing all the stats, but I just have a feeling that the Saints are going to win this year.
Saints are going to come bunch it in, right?
Yes.
All right. What about you, bub?
So, there, who I think is going to win is I'm going to pick New Orleans over the Rams, and I'm going to pick New England over Kansas City. Now, hear me out. It's who I think is going to win, not who I want to win. If in a perfect world, who I want to win, I would love to see Patrick Mahomes take this all the way because he has, first of all, and I'm not just about who a player is on the field. I'm all about who they are off the field, too. And I've heard just wondrous things about Mahomes, that he's just a class act. He's a great kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's only 23. Like, he's one of the youngest QBs in the NFL right now. And to be a rookie season and to show up and throw 5,097 passing yards is just, it's insane. And I can't believe that someone was able to do this. You know, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it was pretty much almost the same team that Alex Smith had. Mm-hmm. And then Alex Smith is a good veteran quarterback. And then, you know, he goes to Washington. Unfortunately, you know, he gets hurt. Alex Smith gets hurt in Washington. Horrible injury. But, you know, I really would like to see Kansas take this, take it. But my picks for who I think is going to win is New Orleans all the way, because I think that Drew Brees has got it in the bag this year. I think it could be his last year, and I hope and pray that it's Brady's last year, just because I'm over the New England. You know,
I just want to see who's going to be the new step up for New England. That's what I'm excited about.
Well, see, my whole thing in sports, and we talked about this a little bit last episode, is like I like seeing new blood. I like seeing new teams in it every year, and you know, you guys can crack jokes all you want. Yeah, the Dallas Stars and the Dallas Cowboys, they haven't been to the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup in forever, but you know, it's actually really fun getting to see new teams win it. And like I'm kind of like there when it comes to LeBron. Like, I think LeBron's a great guy and he's obviously an amazing player, but I'm tired of seeing him and Curry, you know, every single year, you know, go to the NBA playoffs, and it's like so incredibly annoying that, you know, it's the same teams in almost every sport, you know, going to the playoffs every single year. And, you know, in hockey, dude, I would love to see, like, no lie, I'm not trying to, you know, I would like to see Philly or even Columbus or Toronto go to the playoffs instead of, you know, no offense, Andy, no Pittsburgh or, you know, no Chicago or Boston. And, you know, in the NFL.
LA.
Yeah, in LA. But, like, in the NFL, I'm just, you know, I want something new. I mean,
it really does feel like in the NFL, though, if it's not the Patriots, it was Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't Pittsburgh, it was a little bit of New Orleans coming in, getting in the middle of things. When you think of anything else relevant in the NFL, you know, you have Green Bay that's really inconsistent. I know Raph, that stinks, but they are really inconsistent. New York, and then either you had also the whole battle of New York, Boston. But other than that, in the NFL, you don't have anything new. You know, you have teams that during the regular season have like these record years, and you're like, oh, like when everyone thought Oakland, it was Oakland's year. When Marshawn Lynch came back and they were killing it, you know, you have all these teams have record like season setting up, winning games, it's like 7 in a row, and then playoffs come and the Patriots are like, hold my beer. Oh, you guys, oh, I'm sorry, it's the playoffs time, it's time to get serious. And then, you know, Brady dresses up and Brady drops numbers. Not saying it's not fun to watch, because I'm sorry, but if you want to watch perfect plays, watch the Patriots.
Well, that's another thing is, you know, you sit there and you watch them, and Brady consistently throws these short passes, and it's Edelman every single play.
What happened to Aaron Hernandez?
Wow.
I'm gonna hang that joke up.
But you know, you got Edelman or Gronk, and now Gronk's almost double coverage, but they got Edelman going for these short plays, and I can't tell you how many times this past weekend he was open so many times, and you have the defense in the backfield, and then he's just, you know, hanging right there, and he does a slant route in the middle, and you know, it's game over. Yeah. And it is the most
annoying thing. I mean, they're known for just going slants or curls. I mean, that's, you know, and the worst part is everyone knows what they're going to do, but it's as if voodoo happens on the field and the defense forgets what happens. And all of a sudden, you see them running 30 yards.
But it's, I don't know, you know, kind of just, you know, getting back on the train here. It's just, you know, I really want to see new blood. I really want to see things that are different this year. And sure, yeah, I'd really like to see Kansas City and the Rams. But, I mean, you know, who knows?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I'm really excited for doing a live event, hopefully, with the Reed River Riot, and we're talking, I guess, a little bit with Tyler. They kind of suggested doing a co-op podcast, and I mean, I think that's gonna be pretty sick, you know. And that's one way I think if we can get it. It's gonna be February 2nd, Saturday.
Yep, 1600 hours to 1800 hours is what they put in the. And forgive me, military time is like I'm kind of behind right now. But 1600 hours to 1800 hours is the time of the event on February 2nd at Copa Indoor Soccer. And honestly, like, and I've said this about 1,000 times on this podcast, I don't know anything about soccer, but I cannot be more excited to do things with these guys. You know, they for the official, you know, supporter group for the Greenville Triumph, you know, the Reedy River Riot, and everything, every single thing that they do, you know, for them to tag us in this stuff and to actually get invited to this stuff, it's huge for us. And you know what? Like, we you know, I believe we're going to be able to make it out, and we really want to, and because we want to meet all these people. I mean, you know, I've heard Remy Stark, and then, you know, stuff about Anderson Brock, and then, you know, just more people from the Riot to be able to go out and actually meet these people that have been, you know, keeping up with us on social media is just, I can't wait. Because, you know, going out and actually getting connected with these people is going to be so great for us as a podcast. And then just getting into a new sport is in itself is exciting. And it's something that I haven't had a chance to do in a while. And I can't wait. And, you know, doing a live podcast, no lie, like, I'm low-key terrified. Because, you know, I've never been, you know, good in front of crowds or whatever.
Don't worry, there's not going to be any ram-ranching happening. We're gonna be there. We're going to have fun and... No matter what, it's going to be a new experience that we can all just say, check on the list of Game Day Greenville. And that's how I see it. I see it as an opportunity to grow. And, you know, you always have to find a way to adapt and change and step out of your comfort zone. You know, my family loves soccer. You know, we're huge Barcelona fans. We follow up as much as possible, you know, when, not that they know who Austin is, but when we start talking, you know, I know you always feel awkward. You're like, yeah, Orlando has a soccer team. Like, it's just like that.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, the green field. It's like football, but not football. And
but it is football because it's soccer football. Right, yeah. But no, like I can't wait. You know, to be able to go out and meet these people. And you know, I know we keep saying this stuff about how much it means to us, and you know, eventually we'll stop, whatever. But
I don't think I ever. I love them. That's our family.
Social media family.
Oh, Raph came out for the reading. Good job, huh?
But I mean, I can't wait. You know, and it means a lot that these people are DMing us and actually talking to us about how, I mean, we understand, and, you know, just kind of come out and say this, but, like, we understand that our audio quality isn't, you know, top-notch right now, and we want it to be. And, you know, to hear people like Remy Sark come out and actually, like, DM us and tell us how we can make it better, because we watch YouTube videos, and that's honestly a great way to learn almost anything nowadays, but, like, to hear and to see that people are DMing us and they want us to put out better content because they believe in us means the world. And even, like I said, I mean, Reedy River, they DM'd us because they wanted us to come to this thing and they wanted us to possibly do a live podcast. And, you know, if the live podcast can't happen, they just want us to be there. And it's incredible.
Where the scarf's at, boys. Let's
yeah. Get into it. We, well, you know, and they want us to be members too. And it's something that I'm seriously looking into. And that I'm really excited for, because
scarf
you know,
game. Let's start the scarf game. It's gonna be summertime. Oh my God, Andy! It's 98 degrees out. You're sweating. I got my scarf.
You got your scarf on.
Scarf.
You got your jersey, your Polak jersey, or you know whatever jersey you got on here. But you know,
whatever it is, we got it.
But like you know, what else you gotta say about it though?
It's fun because, you know, this year, like, going back to the beginning, you know, it's a year where we're learning new stuff. And, you know, I'm really excited to just branch out and, you know, watching things grow. Watch us grow as personals. As personals.
Peoples.
Yeah. Watch us grow as people with this podcast and, you know, kind of just go out of our comfort zone, you know. Every day we discuss something new. We learn something new for the podcast. And we really just got to stick to it, you know, and that's where growing with this comes into play, you know. Take the moments, but, you know, it reminds me of you're getting more into soccer. I mean, just playing at church.
Yeah, I mean, but how coordinated am I when it comes to that stuff?
I mean, seriously, my scope is just hockey and football, and that's it. I mean, I can't really do much else other than that. But there is one sport I wish I would have picked up, and that's
lacrosse. Oh my gosh!
Like if anyone asked me what sport I wish I could go back and pick up, and it would be lacrosse in a heartbeat, just because a lot of my friends when we weren't in the hockey season, which hockey season started in August and ran all the way to like February, mm-hmm. March. Like when we weren't in hockey season, all my buddies were playing lacrosse, and I think that it was such a great, like, I mean, you play on hot, I mean, we grew up in Florida, so you play it in hot Florida, like spring, summer days, mm-hmm. You know, cause it runs through the summer, and it's like you play in those hot days, and you're out there and you're, you know, you're just grinding away, and it's, you learn something new. And I think that is, you know, one of the most privileging things about getting into a new sport is you learn a whole new culture, and mm-hmm. you like learn new plays, new words, new people, and it's
don't be a narc.
But I wish I would have gotten into lacrosse, and I did play soccer in third grade. My only goal was against a girls' team. I did admit that on the podcast. So, Raph, you give me a look. What was your only soccer goal?
Okay,
that's what I thought.
Was it the Ava League?
but no. So anyways, you know, we're extremely excited and grateful for this opportunity to be able to go out and, you know, talk to these guys and, you know, get better, you know, better podcast chemistry. We understand that some of these things that we do are kind of cringy and kind of weird, but, like, honestly, that's just our humor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Andy's little bits that he does in the beginning are totally improv, and, you know, we all try to keep it together here in the studio, but, like, you know, we love what we do, and whether it's 20 listeners or 250 listeners, like, it's like, we just love putting out these episodes, and we love coming and talking and, you know, trying to figure out what to do and how to get better and how to excel. And that's one thing. And you know what? Like, I want to give this podcast a full year. I want to see how we're doing in December of this year. And, you know, I want to see. Because I want to see how far we've come, and I want to see how much better our chemistry and how much better our planning is. And, you know, we really want to put out and deliver content that's going to be consistent, and, you know, and that's just kind of our mission here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, every episode's going to be evolving. It's going to be different. Obviously, you want to be consistent, but we really do believe we need to be our own thing. You know, we get great advice of people telling us, try this and this and this, but with our personalities, we don't mix in with that. You know, it's going to sound really egotistic, but we're different. You know, that's what I think really bonds us all, you know. Each one of us has a lot of similar traits, but we're also extremely different. You know, not one of us, you know, does everything the same as everyone else. We have a humor that's way different, and when you get to know us, you're like, you know, once you really get in our friend circle, you're like, what are these guys doing? They're cringy, they're awkward. That's what we love about ourselves, and that's what people grow to love, and that's why we do this, you know. We want you guys to fall in love with our friendship, like we love each other. And that sounds really weird, I know, but at the end of the day, it's a bond, and we just want you guys to get into our minds and into our brains and see how we do things. We don't want to conform to what's the most popular way right now. We kind of want to set the route of local stuff. We want to let people know these guys are doing their own thing, and they're rocking it right now. You know, they got some pretty sick flow going on. They got their own little kind of dress style. They have their own things, and, you know, we're just...
And that's one of the things that was the hardest to kind of come up with when kind of, you know, dreaming up this podcast here is that, you know, we really wanted to do something that was different because we did see that there was, you know, there was a soccer podcast, and then, you know, this isn't a podcast, but then you got ESPN Upstate, and they cover a lot of sports. So it's like, you know, you want to be different, and you want to be able to do your own thing. But, like, you actually just have to diversify, and you have to kind of learn how to do your own thing and then branch out. And I think that's the most difficult part. And, you know, when I kind of had this idea in the class to start a podcast, you know, and then, you know, I came to Andy about it, and he was all gung-ho about it, like, really kind of dreaming up this thing together and trying to still trying to find our vibe and find our place. And when we talked to that soccer podcast, like, you know, I believe his name was Chris Ashley, and when I was talking to him, I was like, dude, like, you have a following, you know, like, how can we make this thing better? You know, how can we make our podcast better? And, you know, he really gave us some good advice, and, like, it just, you know, that's the hardest thing, is finding your stride, because, you know, we can't just do an exclusive soccer podcast, because that's what Chris is already doing, and we don't want to take away from him, and by no means is he competition. He's already got a following. He's
coming for you.
He's someone to look up to, and, you know, we literally just want to find our stride in the community, and we, like, you know, that's just
we want to be the best in what we do, even if it just means,
and we're the best.
Wow. All right, conceded.
Wow.
We want to be the best in terms of knowing that we're putting the best effort in what we do. You know, it's kind of like a personal fight. You know? And every day you're adapting, you're changing. But we're going to just wrap it up here. We're really excited to just go out to the game, support, look at the Swamp Rabbits. And then obviously with the Triumph and the Reedy River Riot. So make sure you guys check out our social media. At Game Day Greenville on Instagram and Twitter. We really love interacting with you guys and hearing your opinions on things. Guys, thank you guys so much for putting up with us for this little half hour. We're going to keep delivering. We're going to keep at it. And just stay tuned. We'll be there soon.